Chapter 42. Interlude. Harry. The fox? It's about time someone noticed it. I've been catching its scent since November, though I thought it was just an ordinary muggle fox. I met him over the weekend, actually. Nice fellow for a kitsune. Of course, that might have been because once I saw him, I remembered enough defense to be exquisitely polite. Lord Fox this, and bowing that, and I amused him by calling my relatives the most noble and ancient house of Gits. I think he likes me. Also, he's getting food from someone nearby. There was a hint of human scent around him. Snuffles. Snuffles. Are you out of your ruddy mind? What if it had been an Onomagus? Snuffles, Ron is mostly right. What if the kitsune tells someone, like that someone he's possibly getting food from, about you? That warrant's still out in both the wizard and muggle worlds for your arrest. Do you want to go back? Harry's just gone stomping upstairs. I think he's half convinced you're going to be caught and kissed. I'll go try to calm him down. Hermione. Harry and guys. It's okay, really. He asked why I was out playing hermit, so I told him, and he promised to keep quiet. Kitsune can't break promises. It's magical and makes them sick. Plus, he's a magical creature. You can't be an Onomagus for a magical creature. You have no idea how upset I was to discover this. A magical canine prankster, and I couldn't be one? I was inconsolable for days. There are all sorts of crazy side effects. Think about it. How would a werewolf Onomagus work? Or a phoenix? People would spontaneously combust. You'd also burn if you tried a dragon. A wizard can't copy the magic that protects their insides from their fire. I'll be fine, Harry. I promise. I'm sorry. Please don't be mad. Snuffles. Snuffles. Don't ever do something stupid like that again. If you get yourself caught, I will hunt you down and drag you back by your tail. Harry. Snuffles. What was the exact wording of the promise? And does that magically binding promise hold true for Yoko? Hermione. Hermione, I will not tell any human of your location then. What's a Yoko? Snuffles. P.S. Tell me when he's calmed down. He threatened my poor tail! Snuffles. That's a bit suspiciously worded, I think. Not human covers a lot of things that are perfectly capable of talking to the Ministry, like goblins and house elves. A Yoko is a demon kitsune. They're a whole lot rarer than regular kitsune in this dimension, but they're a whole lot more dangerous. They play pranks and games like kitsune, but they cheat. You should see what it says in A Complete Prehistory of the Universe abridged. Some of their tricks are horrible. You can tell the difference between Yoko and Kitsune in two ways. One, they trick you and you die. Two, you see them in a human form. A Yoko will be man-shaped, but keep their inhuman eye color, ears, and one of their tails, while a Kitsune will have a beautiful, fully human, female or feminine form with a fox's shadow. I think I'd better check some of our transfer students with a light spell tomorrow. Hermione. P.S. Don't drag me into this. Hermione. It's more a dialect issue, I think. Well, I'm alive, so it must have been a kitsune. Lucky me. How did the testing go? Snuffles. Snuffles. If you say so. They all passed. No fox shadows. Still seems strange, though. And I was so sure. But they're all human. Hermione. Snuffles. I'm sorry. If you get yourself caught, I'll try to avoid using your tail when I drag you back, okay? Harry. Harry, that is not okay. You are not to go risking your neck. Snuffles. Snuffles. I won't have to if you don't get caught. So don't. Harry. P.S. We're playing Hufflepuff tomorrow, if you want to come.